You would please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Romans, chapter 13. I don't know who else besides me was up pretty late last night, but there was a lot of things that were going on to keep track with. A lot of people throughout the country voted on a lot of very important issues. Very historically, a huge number of Republicans took over the House and the Senate. But perhaps other things that were being voted on were tax issues. I noticed that several counties wanted to know whether a certain levy should be imposed or not. And depending on what the tax was for, how much the tax was, people decided whether or not that would be something good or not. And I believe that in some counties, certain taxes passed, whereas in other counties, certain taxes failed. And no doubt there are those that question, do I really have to pay my taxes? After all, this famous saying goes, there are two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. But I believe here in Romans chapter 13, the Apostle Paul gives us some guidelines to, even as Christians, what is our duty. He says, beginning in verse 1, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. And notice then verse 6. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Yes, we must render taxes to whom taxes are due. And if we wonder where do our taxes actually go, if we're the type of personality that wants to know where every penny we spend goes, we have a right to find out. In fact, there were those that even inquired to Jesus whether or not they should pay their taxes, knowing full well where they go. Remember the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 22? They began to send some of their disciples along with the Herodians to Jesus. They wanted to test Jesus to see if something he would say would cause them to find reason to kill him. And so they asked him if it was lawful to pay taxes unto Caesar or not. Well, of course, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, understanding their intentions, asked to see a piece of money. And so when he looked at it and asked them whose picture it was and inscription, they clearly admitted that that belonged to Caesar. And so Jesus' answer that caused many to marvel was to render, therefore, unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to give unto God the things that are God's. And I believe that sometimes today, perhaps we struggle to separate the two. What belongs to our government? Where do our taxes go? But also, what belongs to God? And if we had a choice, are we going to do what some want us to do, or are we going to do what God wants us to do, I hope we would make that choice to serve God. In the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 17, perhaps that very choice might cause some to question that. You see, there were those that had come to Capernaum and asked Peter and others and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" And he said, "Yes." And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" And Peter said unto him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free." When you think about a physical government and their heirs of those in charge, perhaps being exempt from those very taxes, you think in your mind who Jesus is. He is the Son of God. The temple was often considered by himself his father's house. He could have been exempt. The sons are free. But in verse 27 he says, "Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." It's interesting here that Jesus tested, perhaps in a way, the faith of Simon Peter. It was up to him and go in, get that fish. It was up to him to get that piece of money. And interestingly, that piece of money did not belong to Peter. And in a way, it did not belong to Jesus. But yet, it was used to pay the things that were owed. You know, there are a lot of things that we owe unto God. Because of our sins, Jesus was crucified upon the very cross. But Jesus paid the price for our sins. He shed His sinless blood that our sins could be washed away. And when you think about taxes in relation to sins, those that collected taxes were perhaps considered to be the worst sinners of all. Because not only would they collect what was owed, but they would also overcharge and keep back a good portion for themselves. Do you remember Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a tax collector. But Jesus went to him and said, "Today salvation has come to this very house." Or what about Levi, also known as Matthew? He was a tax collector. But Jesus called him to be his disciple. Taxes are collected, but they are also given. And regardless of what end we appear, we've got to do all things in the way that serves God. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "To seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to us." When Peter was in prison proclaiming the gospel of Christ, he said in Acts chapter 5 and verse 29 that we ought to obey God rather than men. If there is a conflict of government or God, we should choose God. And as long as we are supporting the government in a way that supports God, that is our responsibility. You see, when paying our taxes, as Paul said there in Romans chapter 13, we are to support the good and combat the evil. That's what Jesus' whole life was all about. In fact, that's the way he was brought up. If you remember in Luke chapter 2, even Jesus' own parents went together to Jerusalem to pay the tax that was to be collected. And no doubt as Jesus began to grow, he knew what that was all about, and thus had the wisdom to teach others about that very thing. And so tonight, in reflection of yesterday's elections, let us remember, as Christians, it is our primary responsibility to serve God, to teach others about Him, and let us live in such a way that we can bring many lost souls into Christ. This evening, we're about to sing a song of encouragement. If there is one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.